The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Yes, it's Thursday. Trish is here.
I love Thursday.
Okay. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, and the news is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, enhanced walk-in humidor, same great customer service. So many things they do for our community. And, by the way, did they draw the winning number last night? For the other lotto, since I did not win the $1.6 billion. I know I was close, probably. So the Mega Millions. I don't know if they drew that or not, but that's where I buy my tickets at. Anyway, good morning, Bad Bob. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well, sir. Thank you.
Oh, you're looking especially, you know, GQ this morning.
48.
He's ignoring me.
48
okay,
degrees.
Trish, would you like to do the weather?
Ready. I will. 48 degrees as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 84, a low this evening of 56, partly cloudy. Mostly sunny on Friday with a high near 83 and mostly clear on Friday night, around 58 degrees. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 85 and partly cloudy in the evening with a low of 56. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 75 and low of 70. Kind of holding that mostly clear on Monday night, 49, and into 75 on Tuesday next week. So just kind of no rain in sight, but a little cooler than it's been. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I'm not going to ask you how many times you said that.
Because
I totally
come in.
Okay, here's the big question. Bob pulled out his lotto numbers.
Uh-huh.
Bob, are you just going to walk away right now? Are you going to be able to finish the show?
I am still working.
Okay. I would just ask you when you turn around and you say to me,
goodbye.
You know, I've wanted to say this to you for a while, Carl. That you don't do that till after all the guests leave and that you finish the show. Otherwise, we're just all going to sit here and buzz.
No, I still have to actually work.
Oh, wow.
Don't worry, man. If I win, we all retire. Not you. Not our guest. Because she's worked so well. She's worked so much. You know, you still have... We're at that age that we can do that, but you've still got worlds to conquer, Aaron Reznor.
Yeah, that's good morning, that's Aaron. The goal. Keep at it. Keep working.
Got to keep. And which leads to a good question from people. I don't know if they really understand. You and your husband have built a very successful business here in Dutchboro. Yeah. You've worked so hard, and people don't realize how many hours that you put in. When you're building this, I mean, you know, making coffee, carrying stuff, having children through all the middle of this, while all this is going on over the last 10, 12 years. How long have you all been here now?
14 and a half.
14 and a half. So it didn't, you know, and the thing is about a very successful business is it doesn't grow by itself.
No, you know, it really doesn't. It's been an interesting sort of journey. I think that we've been through all of those areas. We've been really blessed to not have a time in which that we didn't drop a lot during the recession, mm-hmm. but there were lots of times in which that we made the decision to pinch pennies at home or to make really large sacrifices in our personal life because of what we believed in our business and pouring all of our money and time into the business. So that struggle, I just don't know that everybody really, yeah. I think that you always see, like, man, overnight. I think that that's what they call that, overnight 15-year success.
It's a 15-year.
It just happened, and it just opened up, and it was
15-year overnight success.
Yeah.
So, but that's it. And all they see then is, like, oh, look at these two really attractive people and their children and all that. Oh, gosh, you know what? Eh. But, people don't realize is that it doesn't happen by itself. And expanding, starting the first one and then growing like that's not easy. And the reason I want to bring that out is because sometimes people forget that. You know, and but then the next question is, you are successful, mm-hmm. and which I think is, you know, what everybody of a right mind would think that's great. Why are you running for city council?
Well, I really want, I mean, I want my children, I grew up here,
mm-hmm.
went to grade school here, I graduated from Foothill High School and left and went away to college and then came back, but I really want my children to be proud of where they came from, and someday I want them to, if they leave for college and decide where they want to live forever, I want them to consider this as a place or desire to come back the same way in which that I did, and I think I've told that gut punch sort of moment because you can have that sort of idea, but there sort of has to be one pivotal moment that says, okay, this is mm-hmm. it. I have to jump in. And that really did come from a situation during a family dinner when my dad shared that my mom couldn't go to the grocery store by herself anymore because twice in 1 week some sort of strange man had tried to crawl into the car while she was loading the groceries. So that was sort of my like, okay, no longer, you know, no longer can I sit on the sidelines and just volunteer my time and us try and be as generous as we can in the community and help in that sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Aaron, one of the things that you bring that with, I think we haven't had enough of a lot is that business experience to bring that kind of attitude to the city council. Someone who's had to make payroll, but someone who knows
who didn't pay that yourself.
You didn't get money just out of the air. That you can't just say, oh, all we have to do is, and you have that background that says, let's figure out where the money's coming from if we're going to solve this problem.
Yeah, it's been different. I mean, when we opened up our Churn Creek location, we were busier than even Dutch Bros headquarters had thought that we would be. And we had 8 employees. And so right off the bat, we were hiring more and training more, and we were busier than we thought that we had ever been. And even, really soon after that, we were talking to the bank about opening up the North Market location, and the numbers that what we had been projecting were what we were doing was far better than what we had been projecting. And so that came with all of these other hurdles. As much of a blessing as that was, there wasn't a roadmap for how it is that you do things and how you deal with certain amounts of speed or how many people you schedule or any of those sort of things. And then over the time, I mean, we do business in the state of California. And so there are lots of every year there's something new. And so you have to pivot.
A new surprise from our elected officials. Oh, yeah. You know what? You just want to send a thank you note down to Sacramento.
Yeah, it's and there's been a couple of them that have drastically changed the way in which that our operation looks like on the back end and how we prepare for things or what policies look like for us and for our staff. And so it gives me a unique perspective, especially with minimum wage increases. Most of our staff is somewhere between the ages of 17 and 22. And they work a minimum wage job. They make coffee, and most of them are going to college or still in high school. And so every year when minimum wage goes up, we have to get creative, and you have to do that in two ways, which I think gives me a different sort of perspective as somebody else, is that I already have to tackle that. How do you do more with less, and where do you also, you know, it has to be twofold, making cuts and creating revenue, and I think that's the same problem the city has.
And that's a good place to take a break, because that's where we need to come back to, because we want to come back and talk about public safety. We're short police. The mm-hmm. The tax, the two times they attempted to raise a tax or pass a tax, and it just failed miserably. The first time was really miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Second time was worse. And then the third time, never even got off the board on this. And so, and we're hearing from, you know, some of your opponents to say, well, you're just going to have to accept that. Unless you want to pay more money, you're just going to have to accept status quo. And I would like to hear if you believe that when we come back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number, Linda, me, and Trish. We all love our Sleep Number.
Absolutely.
Separate places, of course, but still.
I just want to make that clear.
I want to make that really clear. Anyway, Sleep Number. How much is a good night's sleep worth? I mean, when you travel.
It's invaluable.
Yeah, when you travel and you come back, you realize that you sleep when you're gone, but it's just not the same type of sleep as what's on your Sleep Number. That's the only bed out there that you can adjust to the firmness that you want. So
individually on each side.
On each side. So Linda's sleep number setting is 40. My sleep number setting is 60. So they're quite different.
My sleep number
like
is 55.
I know, and but
kind of consistently stick there.
And Elk Killer moves from spot to spot depending on how much she's worked out that day on the bed. So
we're actually looking at one as our next bed. We're going to trade in the large, the large foam thing for.
You know what?
It lasts investment
forever.
You'll ever make.
Yeah, it lasts forever. They back it totally. And with the 360 smart bed now, that as you move, it adjusts to you. It adjusts to how you move. And when you think about kids, all the sleep they need. I know people that bought sleep numbers for their children also. So sleep number. Right now, at the if you go on down to the Target Shopping Center, into the Sleep Number store, you can get a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Now, this is the top of the line. It's your competitive edge from $999. Remember that Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner in NFL. So all those big guys are sleeping on their little sleep number. And probably, you know, that defensive tackle from Detroit that weighs 386 pounds, his sleep number is 20 because he likes it to be nice and soft for him. There. Sleep Number, Target Shopping Center. Head on down there. We'll be right back with Aaron Reznor.
His family has lived, worked, and farmed in our part of California for four generations. He's our congressman, Doug LaMalfa. Doug understands what's important, and he works against the status quo to get results. Like fighting to get aid and relief for the families of the recent fires and for sound forest management that will prevent fires in the future. Protecting Medicare so it will always be there. Defending our water rights and building new storage. Working for our veterans so they get the health care and benefits they deserve. And Doug LaMalfa knows that too many families are struggling with the high cost of living. That's why he's leading the repeal of the new gas taxes from Sacramento. Most of all, Doug is working for us to make government work better again. That's leadership with results. Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Results, not politics.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual turkey trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the diesel horse dash for the little gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
14 years ago, when our first Dutch Bros location opened, it out of the gates was the busiest store that Dutch Bros had ever opened. And as exciting as that was, it also was extremely challenging because there was no roadmap. Being a business owner, not only do I understand what that process looks like of developing a location from dirt to opening the doors, it gives me insight into what struggles are there and how it is that we can make businesses feel successful and what we can do from an economic perspective. Because if we can continue to keep those businesses thriving, they'll continue to prop up our economy. That will pour down into their staff and into their employees and out onto their customers. And then that, it pours out across our community. When business owners feel hopeful about the direction of a city, a state, or a nation, they're willing to take other risks. My name is Aaron Reznor, and I'm running for Reading City Council.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
A million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And it's just
about a million reasons. If I had
give me a million
a highway,
reasons, huh?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like that, buddy.
A little gaga for you there.
I understand that she was just just this triumph of A Star Is Born.
Mm-hmm. I've never been a big fan, but I'm going to go see the movie.
No. Linda said, sit down and listen to this. When Lady Gaga was singing with Tony Bennett, my gosh, you talk about a love fest there. She was just straight singing, and she's got a magnificent voice. Mm-hmm. She and Tony Bennett, but I guess this movie, I don't
know. Yep. So she's moved well past the meat bikini.
I actually really think that the movie is incredible. One, because of the two of them in it, and it's so raw and so authentic and absolutely beautiful. But I think the other piece that's really awesome about it is that there are pieces of that story that are very similar to her story.
Mm-hmm. And the male star.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper, you see him in different shows. I just saw him in something the other night. He was like third billing or fourth billing, is the one that directed this. And everything we've heard is magnificent.
It's incredible.
So, you know, Linda can't wait to get to there to see this movie, A Star Is Born. And they say Sam Elliott, who's one of my favorite actors, they're saying is that this could be Academy Award time for him for best supporting actor.
Yeah. This is interesting because the last two people I've heard talk about it, the first thing they said, well, you bear in mind it's not Streisand and...
Well, it's a retake on this.
It was kind of like, don't expect too much because it wasn't like...
Incredible.
Oh, wow. Looking forward to seeing it.
One of Linda's friends, also in the business, said, oh, gosh. She said, I was crying, through the movie. And but I guess the music's, incredible. Yeah. So, and for Bradley Cooper's first shot at director, he's just done a wonderful job.
He also sings in it, which is equally as impressive.
Yeah. And it doesn't follow the same, I mean, this story, A Star Is Born, has been around for a long time. It started with Garland and then went into Streisand and now into Lady Gaga like this. Anyway, and the person you're listening to, besides Trish and I, is Aaron Reznor, a candidate for city council. We talked earlier about why Aaron is running for it, and it was a gut punch one night at dinner when her dad says, your mom can't go to the store anymore because the last two times she's been there, somebody's tried to crawl under the car, into the car.
Into her car, yeah.
And that was kind of the time, we've got to do something. Okay, so...
So what are you going to do?
Yeah, so...
What's your plan?
So when we left, it was like, we've had other candidates on the show that says, hey, look, the taxes didn't pass. People don't want it. So they've just got to settle for this. They've got to settle for the status quo. What do you say?
Well, I don't really like settling. I'm not exactly... I think that I've probably shown that to our community. My husband and I are not very good at... mediocre or settling of any of those sort of things or taking no for an answer. And so I think that we can push forward on that. And I don't – so first off, to address the sales tax, I really don't believe that it is – that people don't want that. I think that we have a trust issue. I think that those are two separate things. I fully believe that if there was – and sometimes people tell me I'm crazy for thinking that, but I fully think that if there was a specific tax that was laid out, this is exactly where it's going and that money was not allowed to be touched for anything else, I fully think that people would be supportive. I think that they want more firemen, more officers. I think that they want jail beds and mental health, and they want a holistic sort of approach. They just want to know that we're not going to spend it in the wrong way.
And raises.
And you have hit the nail right on the head because it is absolutely a lack of trust in the elected officials that they, in fact, will do what they say.
Yeah, I it's very easy. I think that if you're a parent, you teach to your child how long it takes to build trust and how quickly, in one instant, we can really lose all of that trust. And so then it's that longevity.
You know what? Sometimes people forget, the 1,000 bridges you've built.
Yeah.
And then it takes that one moment. But that's what they remember. So what you're saying then is if the people, me and Trish and
and Bob see a plan that's laid out,
yeah,
and it makes sense, then that should be even the two-thirds vote. Should
yes.
be able, we should be able to swing a two-thirds vote.
I think absolutely. I know that people say that that's very difficult to achieve, but I think that if there was a simple plan, in a perfect world, I think that that plan should come from a collaboration of citizens and directors and officials that put together a plan that is very clear and concise, and the message is very clear. And I really think that it should be a specific. I know that there are lots of people who disagree with that, because then the money couldn't be spent on certain other things that play into quality of life. But I think that we have to do a good job of building that trust before something else like that would ever come about. And I also think that there are things in which that we can do that other cities are doing. Like Chico has a program that's a volunteer program. I'll call them like community service. Well, that's not, I can't call them community service officers, but maybe we'll call them ambassadors. But they're couples who volunteer, and they walk around different sections of town in pairs, and they offer directions to people, or they walk people to their car, or they call the police department if there's something going on that shouldn't be going on in an area of town. They ask people to move along if they're somewhere that they shouldn't be. They offer directions, all of that sort of thing. So, I mean, there are things that are happening in other towns that don't cost money that we can program and volunteer. But I think that we sort of have to come at it from all fronts.
Do the one of the things is that I just saw in the paper the other day, which I hope plays into this. More businesses are starting in Shasta County. It's like a new record. It's like 1,300 or something. They're requesting, you know, business licenses and startups. Mm-hmm. How about jump-starting the economy here? Is this part of the holistic approach there, that we push hard to raise our amount of money that's coming in, our tax base?
Yeah, I think that has to come twofold. I mean, you have to be willing to make cuts where you can. You have to be willing, which is something that a business owner is really good at, of maintaining this is the budget and we have to stick to it. I can't increase it sort of thing. And then also increasing revenue, which I think that Shasta County and Redding specifically is a really great place to pitch to other people to open up businesses, to become entrepreneurs. I think that that's what the next 5 and 10 years really will look like as far as growth here. This is an amazing place. It's still a great place to buy houses. We have good schools. Even though we have some quality of life issues, I think that business owners are ready to tackle those sort of things. And I think that people are getting fed up. And I think that there's a lot of potential here, and I think people are ready to rally around a cause.
Adam McElvain wants to bring in the high-speed internet, the big pipe. It's going to cost a few million dollars. Do you support that?
I think I would need to look at all. I think that before I made that decision, I would need to look at all of those costs, and I would need to look at what benefit are we getting, and does it outweigh the cost? Is there money in that pot? Because sometimes when we look at things, there's money in one silo that can be used for a certain thing and money in another silo that can't be touched. And I actually think that sometimes that that's really beautiful, because then it keeps hands off of things in which that it shouldn't be used for. So I think that I would need to look at what our benefits are for something along those lines. Is that really going to help increase that revenue piece? Because if it is, and we can prove that, then I think that it's something that I could consider. But
it doesn't necessarily have to be something that government does or something that private enterprise can do and work towards bringing that big pipe in.
Well, and that's kind of what I would think, is that, you know, it could have the private, you know, especially when people say that if we want to get the back end of a lot of these tech companies up here, mm-hmm. they're going to need the big,
we'll call them big pipes.
Yeah, the big pipe. I was just looking over there. I heard Velcro going off.
Well, technically, it's a big deal.
Yeah, and so if we had something like that, but that to me means is that perhaps we get the private sector side in that could also invest in this. If it meant that we brought in like 4 or 5 of these companies, big tech companies, mm-hmm. that put 50, 60 people up here apiece.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, I don't understand, you know, the hesitation, because, you know, they can pay them half what they're paying down there. They can bring in new people, and the people up here, even at half of what they get paid down in San Francisco, still have amazing quality of life up here.
Yeah, it has to be an entire pitch. I think that we need to do a better job as a team of pitching what it looks like, because there are other businesses that operate either online or nationally or globally, and they operate from Reading. And one of their toughest things is to get people here who want to live here. That's the hardest part. They live in other areas that have a lot of really great resources or access to certain quality of life issues that we aren't necessarily as outstanding on. Mm-hmm. And so even if they offer them twice what it is that they're making somewhere else, sometimes they have a really hard time bringing them or their trailing spouse, that other person.
Well,
up
that's
here.
True, because, but yeah.
I think that we can pitch them better.
Yeah.
I think that we can pitch them better, and we haven't done a very good job as a city as a whole, not necessarily the government, but as a city as a whole.
Okay. Before we take our break, let's go to the phones. Bob, thanks for calling. Do you have a question for Aaron Reznor?
Well, Carl, thanks for letting me talk to you again. And I believe in what Ms. Reznor has to say here this morning. If people of Shasta County and the city of Reading wouldn't mind, and we wouldn't have mind before, a tax for helping our police, helping the safety of Shasta County and Reading. But when they will not let you know, and they do like California does, put everything into the general fund and just let it go everywhere and anywhere to their pet projects, I don't care what you do, people will not vote for that.
Well, I agree, and I'm getting comments here in the chat room saying the same thing. It's not that the people would not support a sales tax. They just want to know where the money goes, and they want to make sure that's
right.
Where it goes. Okay, Bob.
That's
thanks.
Right.
Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Have a good day.
You bet.
And the only way you can do that is if you do the two-thirds tax.
The two-third tax. And again, it comes back to being laid out right. And then the people looking at, you know, who's going to be implementing this. So we're here with Aaron Reznor, candidate for Reading City Council, of course, Trish Clark and myself, and Bad Bob at the board. And we'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. Have you heard his spot? It is great. Specializing in home electronics and classic car parts, only in Reading. Home electronics and classic car parts, because Clyde's a car guy, but man, he has been in the Dish in the Dish Network, and he's been over 32 years in the satellite business. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch. Yay! Speakers. Yeah, it only took me like 3 weeks to get that one right. Over 47 years in the business. He's over at 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Give him a call. 221-4144. Clyde Pierce. Clyde's Enterprise, the original and still the best. We'll be right back.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25. With River Club card. Children, $10. And children under 5, eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, you may be singing this, but left a good job in the city to go be on the city council. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cal North Forestry. That's calnorthforestry.com, a tree of expert arborist at Cal North Forestry that can clean up your trees. Hey, you know, here's what they're really good at, and this is what they want to do. They want to get rid of the ladder fuel around your home. They're going to give 2 free hours to every home that was touched by this fire. If you need help from an arborist or a tree service, they're going to donate 2 free hours to your place to help you get going again. They can do it all. And if you haven't looked at your gutters since this fire, you need to go look at your gutters because they are filled with stuff if you haven't looked at them. Mm-hmm. And it's sticky stuff. It's not going to just come out by itself. You give Tom Yeomans a call. We're going to give him a call here because we want to do a lot of stuff in our yard this year. And Tom's a great guy to do it. Locally owned, locally operated, 530-200-8123. This is Cal North Forestry. Trish Clark and I are here at 23 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock with Aaron Risner, candidate for Reading City Council. We talked about the tax, the sales tax. And Aaron, if I'm not putting words in your mouth, but says she believes that the people would support a tax that's laid out. They knew exactly where the money was going and would support a two-thirds majority. So it would be locked into doing things for public safety.
I fully believe that. I think the people... I think that especially in this city, I think that people support our public safety. I really think that people would like more boots on the ground. I think that they would like all of those sort of things. They just really, I think we have a trust issue. And I think that they want to know exactly where it is that money is going and then it can't be touched for other things.
I think that's the bottom line on that.
I think there's no question about it.
And it's perception, as we were talking on the break. Perception becomes reality.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and so even if it's not true.
Absolutely.
If it's perceived. If it's to you, your perception is real.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to change the perception so that people understand where the money goes to that's going to be locked into there. And no, it's not going to be used for frivolous things like new sprinkler heads at the park.
But you have to be able to address how you're going to address the issue of the fact that it's a system. Putting more cops and more firemen out there doesn't solve the problem unless the rest of the system, i.e. the probation department, the public defender's office, the probation, the district attorney, the jail space, all of that. If you've got holes there, you can lock them up if you had a jail to lock them up in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to go through the process to make it work.
It totally does. I mean, we have a 90% failure to appear rate in Shasta County, and the DA, she needs more prosecutors. I think she needs roughly about 3 more to do a good job at what she's wanting to accomplish. But I think that that's her job as a city council person, is to advocate for what it is that are the best interests of your people, to continue to knock on those doors and help county supervisors make those decisions in which that they control the purse strings on. That's our job.
Okay, the latest ruling from the Ninth Circuit Court says we can no longer put people, can't tell people to move out of parks at night. So unless there is a place for them to sleep, I guess provided by somebody, that they have the right now to sleep anywhere they want. No.
That's correct.
This just came down last week, and already our city attorney has said then we're going to stop these quality of life sweeps. Because there's no, we'd be in a bunch of hot water. Now, however, at the same time, an article pointed out that that Good News Rescue Mission has spots at night. So, but you can't, you know, if they could say they have 20 places, so I guess you could go in and move 20 people. So this is just a big bugaboo now. What do you think of this, Aaron?
The ticker is that we cannot force them to go into something that is a religious organization.
Right.
So we have a shop across from the mission. They do incredible things. We've been very, very supportive of them over the years. And actually, we have less issues at our 273 location that is across the street from the mission than we do, for instance, right here, because the mission does a really great job. But you cannot tell somebody they need to go to a religious...
You can't force them to this. And this has been a long time ago. Right. Okay.
But
what do we do?
HHSA, Donnell, who runs HHSA, is working on a project with the state in which that I believe that he's putting forward for about $2.7 million for a low-barrier shelter. They have to apply for it pretty quickly. That money is only available from the state for a short period of time, but it would create a low barrier shelter that would take out a handful of the, or it would attack a handful of those sort of issues. One, it would provide some space. In all honesty, I really feel like that it should be close to the mission. I know that there are conversations about what entity within town would be created, because the county would not be able to, something about the way in which it's written, the county would not be able to run it on their own, so they would need some sort of other nonprofit run it.
Yeah, they'd need something, not necessarily a religious one either. This would be something like let's just say People for Progress, something like that, to run the place. Now, when you say low barrier, that means anybody can get into it.
Yes.
I mean, it's a cool thing, low barrier. Are we and what I've heard, too, and I also, by the way, Jake Mangus from the Chamber of Commerce is also backing this, I believe.
It's actually really exciting.
It's a facility where people can come sleep. Is it a 24-hour-a-day place? I understand.
That's how I understand it also.
But they can also have the alcohol and the drug and all this, so they can start having those people there, too.
It would tackle a handful of issues, so I'm really hoping that continues to move forward.
How big do you think this is? How big would you envision this?
The actual facility itself?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Can I dream?
Yeah, capacity, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I think that in my head, I think that 100 beds would be something that would be achievable, as well as make a giant dent. If you talk to the mission, they're going to say something like about 300 folks or so who would be sleeping on the streets would drastically change what it is that it looks like out there or on the sidewalk. And so I think that if there was 100 beds, that would be great. I think if we could dream, then I would love 200. But I would say something around the lines of 100, as well as those other services that would be accessible there.
Okay. All right. So about 100 beds. All right. If you had a facility like this and it had the drug and alcohol counseling and all those other things, then you could move people out of the parks, I assume. Okay.
Well, you can tell them, here's an area to go. Otherwise, you need to move along. And I think that one of the biggest hurdles we have to get over is whether or not differentiating between, is this somebody who's choosing to live a transient lifestyle and live off the system, or is this somebody who really needs some help? And so I think that would give us one really great tool in our belt. It would give our officers a little bit more teeth in their bark, and I think that it would really help.
This Ninth District ruling applies only to parks?
It's not private property, but it's all public property.
All public property.
Right. So we're here with Erin Reznor, and we're talking about her candidacy, and it's going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Located at 301 Hartnell Avenue, it's like the cruise ship has come in without the ocean. People that are just tired of cooking, taking care of their yards and all this, this is an active senior living area. It's not an assisted living. You have a gourmet chef. You have a cruise director there. And if you want to find out more, if you want to go for a tour, just give them a call, 238-5981, and talk to Captain Brian or anybody else on that great staff down there at River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:45. Right here at KCNR 1460.
I'm Francie Sullivan, Vice Mayor of the City of Reading. During my term, we've worked hard to make Reading as safe and clean as possible while never spending money we don't have. I've supported every financially feasible aspect of the blueprint for public safety. There's just so much we can't control. State laws have put limits on who can be arrested. Jail space is limited and controlled by the county with their own budget problems. Prevention is our best tool. Every part of city government is focused on making our city safer. Need advice on better lighting for your home or business? RU will help. Our park staff works constantly to partner with everyone from trail groups to private businesses to fill our parks with families. Think food trucks and Carnegie Park, or the bike pump park near the pool at Caldwell, or the volcano at Enterprise. And it's working. Crime went down in the last 6 months in Reading. It's not good enough. I want to keep working to make our city safer. I need your vote. I'm Francie Sullivan. I approve this message, which is paid for by the committee to elect Sullivan for City Council in 2018.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You know, before we get back to Aaron Reznor, I've got Preston Sharp in here. Preston, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning.
You know
good
what?
Morning,
you know what? Every time I see you, you look bigger. Oh, it's because you're getting older every time I see you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
what are you, like 16 now?
I'm 13.
Oh, 13, okay. You've got something big coming up this weekend.
Yes, I'm going to the Reading Memorial Cemetery on October 28th.
Okay.
And I'm going to be honoring veterans at noon. And we will be selling T-shirts and challenge coins.
Okay.
And we'll be honoring veterans. And I can't wait to see all of you guys there.
Okay, now that's going to be this Sunday. It's going to be noon at the Reading Memorial Cemetery, right down here in downtown Reading. You're going to provide flags and flowers for people.
Yep.
Okay. And as you said, this is, I don't know if this is you or your mom. Please wear weather appropriate clothing. Isn't that cute? Okay. You can buy T-shirts or coins are going to be there. And this is, again, all this money goes to honoring our veterans.
Yep.
It does.
Yeah. So every dime that I get will go to Flags and Flowers and help honor veterans and helping me to go to all 50 states. And so far I've gone to 23 states and honored around 150,000 veterans on the gravesite.
That's great, son. And I tell you what, also, as everybody knows, you were honored by President Trump at the State of the Union. I heard you might be going back there again.
Yeah, I might be going back there for the Christmas party.
Good Christmas party.
Oh, wow.
Huh? Oh, okay. Now, you know, I think the president must be liking Shasta County because we've had a whole bunch of people there from Shasta County, but you were the leader there. You were the first one back there. So, okay, Preston, so we want to tell everybody it's this Sunday.
Yeah, it's this Sunday, October 28th at noon, Reading Memorial Cemetery, and you can buy T-shirts and coins.
And the
that's on Continental Street.
Continental Street. And here's the other thing, too. It's flags and flowers are provided by Preston. So yep. You can go out and honor the honor people at the cemetery. And these and the T-shirt's $20 and the coin's $25. Okay? Can I buy one of those today? You can deliver it to me.
Okay.
How's that? I mean, I know you don't have them, but can I buy one today?
You can.
Okay, and I am. I'm going to buy a coin. I want a coin from Preston Sharp. What was to be the first one? Or did you give one to the president?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, that's all right, son. Okay, everybody, honor veterans every day. This is so cool.
Okay, and then we also have another event we want to plug real quickly, because on November 8th,
November 8th
is going to be at the Igo National Cemetery.
That's right. Same thing out there. Are you going?
4 o'clock.
Are you going to be selling shirts and coins out there?
No, I'm not allowed to because it's a.
Oh, okay, great. I understand. And we'll talk more about that. We'll have you in here. We can have you in for a little bit longer here today. This is really great what you do, Preston. Everybody's really proud of you.
Thank you.
And Mom, everybody's proud of you too. You know that. I know it takes a lot to keep all the stuff moving. So, anyway, thank you so much, Preston, for stopping in here, and have a great day at school, okay?
Yep. Thank you,
guys. All right, thanks. Now.
Say hi to Donald for us.
Yeah, when you see it. I give you 2 minutes, too. Okay, yeah, give me just a minute here.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott and Aaron Reznor. We've just got a few minutes left, so do you think weed's the answer to all of our problems here in Reading?
I can't remember the question.
Ms. Reznor? You know, one of the advocates came in here one time because they brought their lawyer.
And they brought brownies and all the things.
Oh, no, he was so stoned. He was so loaded that they were apologizing the whole time because you asked him a question. He goes, well, it's too convoluted to get into.
Well, I should play the old Cheech and Chong Ashley Roach clip.
We kept that, and we just played it so often, we just laugh. Anyway, is weed the answer to our problems financially in the short term?
I don't necessarily think that it is an answer to our problem. I think that if the tax passes, it will provide some income for code enforcement and some income for officers. My perspective is mostly that this is something that was decided at the state issue or at the state level. And then it's our job to make sure that we are making wise policy decisions that best protect our city and the people that live here and our children and all of those sort of things. And that we leverage that in the best way that we possibly can. But I really don't think that I would make decisions in regards to marijuana, dope weed, whatever you want to call it, Carl, in regards to the money that would be coming in. I think that there's a much bigger picture to consider there.
I think that the very introduction of the marijuana in a steady stream into your community is going to create issues that you need revenue to address. Certainly, that's one of the reasons for the tax.
Hopefully there's going to be a little extra to
address something else.
I'm not sold on this whole thing at all. I'm just not. I'm not. Anyway, okay. I'm going to give you. I'm going to ask one last question, and then you have the rest of the time here. The unfunded liabilities.
Mm-hmm.
It just has to make, you know, Sacramento can come down any time and say, "Hey, I need
and
another."
And they do.
And they do. I need another $2 million from you guys. How do we take care of this?
I think that you have to think about it in terms of. It has to be long term thinking. That has to be making wise financial decisions to put us in the healthiest place that we possibly can be. Has to be at the forefront of City Council's mind with every single decision. We cannot be making decisions where we're going to offer raise, but then be in negotiating with employees for them to pay more or for them to not take raises or for any of those sort of things. Across the board, our belts have to be tight for everybody, and we have to be making wise decisions. I think that we need to work on what the culture looks like at City Hall of being more business friendly. And I don't think that that really is necessarily just city staff as much as it is leaders and city council. I think that we have to do a good job. We cannot go out and solicit business, which we're not doing a very good job of right now. But I think that we need to be going out and soliciting businesses to come here. And then we need to follow through on our word and get them here and say, hey, what can we do to get you here? Because I think that we can't just cut our way out of the problem. We have to increase revenue, and the way in which that we increase revenue is to grow the economy here. And the way we grow the economy is to be more business friendly and encouraging of growth.
We have an organization, Economic Development Corporation, that works, has been since I've been here, has been trying to pull in businesses and, you know, and working some time. Of course, we have the, you know, got our hopes up over Stillwater.
Several times.
What would you change on how to reach out to businesses?
I think that it needs to come from a leadership position, and then we need to follow through, because the EDC could bring somebody in, but the EDC doesn't get to make all of those decisions as far as how things go or what that process looks like. Their job is to bring somebody here, and then it's our job to carry the ball across the line.
And it has to be a meeting when they go to City Hall. That how can we help you be successful, opposed to how can I make your life difficult, which is unfortunately what they face on a regular basis.
And I think that, and it's my personal opinion, that I think that city staff are trying to do their best to protect the city because that's their job, but I think that we can do that and be encouraging. And I think that that comes from leadership. That comes from leadership of saying, yes, I need you to make sure that all of the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed so that we are safe as a city. But I need us to shift what that looks like of being a culture of yes. Like, how can we help? Yes, maybe you don't fall into zoning and you can't put a business here, but let me show you where five other places in the city are that you could do that and that it could be successful. Okay. I think that when we're working and when we shift that we are serving, when we all shift that we're serving our citizens and that they are our customers, I think that that's a small change in a mindset, but I think that it's totally achievable.
Instead of no, it should be maybe, well, however, well, maybe, but something instead of so it's a little more positive.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you want to do in your first 6 months if you get elected?
Oh, man, such a good question. I think that, one, I would really love to create a relationship in each department, create a relationship with them so that they could see ask them what their ideas are and to see where it is that I could implement those sort of things. I would like to discuss with the rest of the council what it is that we can, where is it that we are eye to eye and the things in which that we can achieve together. Because I think that if we can focus on where we are similar rather than where we are different, I think that we can continue that process and snowball into some positive reactions. I'd love to work with some other entities on achieving some of those public safety issues. Currently,
which entity? When you say other entities?
Sorry. With the Chamber of Commerce, okay. With the EDC, with the police department, with the sheriff, I think that we can get everybody around a table and to come up with, I think we can get everybody around the table to come up with a couple of things that are achievable. And if we can all be on the same page, what a force we will be to reckon with. If these are the goals, these are the things we are going to do and continue to move forward. I think that probably the best asset that I bring other than business experience and the knowledge of what it looks like to grow up here really is the ability to bring people together and to get people who don't usually agree with each other to come together and make some decisions.
Okay. Aaron Reznor, candidate for Redding City Council. How do people get a hold of you or your committee?
AaronReznor.com is the easiest way, or you can find us on Facebook or on Instagram. It's Reznor for City Council.
Hey, thank you very much, Aaron, for being with us this morning.
Thanks.
Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Sierra Pacific Industries with us.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Com, I'm Rich Thomason. More suspicious parcels mailed to more prominent critics of the president.
Packages addressed to actor Robert De Niro and former Vice President Joe Biden were intercepted this morning, and officials say they are similar to the crude pipe bombs sent earlier this week to former President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and CNN. Packages have now been seized in Delaware, New York, Washington, Florida, and California. The bombs seized earlier this week were about 6 inches long. Each contained a battery and broken glass. So far, none have exploded.
Correspondent Wally Hines, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, dismissing suggestions that President Trump is somehow responsible for this.
The idea that this is at the hands of the president is absolutely ridiculous.
Sanders says Mr. Trump is no more responsible for this than Senator Bernie Sanders was for one of his supporters shooting up a Republican congressional baseball practice. The AP, quoting an unnamed source, is saying that Defense Secretary Mattis is expected to sign an order sending at least 800 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Following yesterday's rout, Wall Street stocks have come roaring back today, recovering a large chunk of what was lost. Economist Diane Swank says that when the market goes down, it's important to remember just how far the U.S. economy has come recently.
We still have strong job gains. It looks like wages are finally beginning to heat up a bit. That's important. People are taking home more in their paychecks because they're working more hours than they were previously. That's also positive for the U.S. economy.
And looking at the stock market right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 266 points. That's a gain of just over 1%. The NASDAQ gaining more than 2%. It's up 170 points, and the S&P better by 36. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Israel's importance in the Middle East. We got details from the media line's Michael Friedman.
According to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, if it weren't for the Israeli military presence, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas would have been assassinated by Hamas terrorists long ago. Tying Abbas's survival to his demand for an indefinite Israeli military presence in the West Bank, Netanyahu told a conference of American Jewish federations that without the presence of Israeli troops, the Palestinian leader would not have survived until now. Without elaborating, Netanyahu referred to a thwarted plot uncovered a couple of years ago in which a force of 100 Hamas fighters set out to kill Abbas. The prime minister said Iranian-backed Islamists would overrun the West Bank as they did when Israel unilaterally withdrew from the Gaza Strip. I'm Michael Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and at townhall.com. More changes in store for the company formerly known as Dunkin' Donuts.
First, Dunkin' dropped the donuts from its name. Now it's adding espresso drinks to its menu.
Duncan says most of its 9,200 U.S. stores will offer lattes, cappuccinos, and other espresso-based hot and cold drinks by the holiday season. It's all part of an effort by the Canton, Massachusetts-based chain to increase beverage sales, already 60% of its revenue, and compete more directly with Starbucks. Bob Agnew reporting. Saudi prosecutors say that evidence gathered by Turkish authorities shows that the killing of columnist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul was premeditated. Pending home sales up a bit last month, rising 0.5% in September. However, contract signings are still down from 1 year ago. Affordability has become a greater challenge for prospective buyers. Down on Wall Street, the Dow up 266 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Trish, my Trish girl's here today. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at the studios at KCNR 1460. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Enhanced walk-in humidor and same great customer service. Big shout-out to Shelly and all the gang down at Tobacco and Brew. Trish.
Currently 48 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 84 and a low of 56. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 83 and a low of 58. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 85 and a low of 56. Sunday, a high near 75. Chance of showers Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 46. And on Monday, slight chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Actually, it's 51 degrees.
51 degrees.
It has warmed up just a bit since we started
30,
this morning.
I just saw 34 on there. Where's the 34 at?
That's up by Mineral.
Mineral.
Frequently.
It is, you know, it, we have such a, we go from 40s to 80s.
It is. It's 40
it's
right
huge,
now.
And going to be 84.
It's
40
be
degrees.
84. You know.
Yeah, it's huge. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And speaking of 34 degrees, Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us this portion of the show. If you haven't had your heater checked and the filters cleaned after these fires and your air ducts blown out, you need to have that happen from a business that's better known and voted best in the North State, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. Excuse me. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. I just choked myself on here. Excuse me. Bob, turn me off here for a second.
Carl, I just want to point out one thing we've got coming up on November 2nd. We have a fundraiser coming up for the Frontier Senior Center down at the Anderson Grocery Outlets.
Wait a minute.
It's a wine tasting. I want to invite everybody to come down, taste some really good wine. And they're going to have it on sale at the grocery outlet for 20% off all those wines you're going to be tasting. So, again, November 2nd, 5 to 8. Come on down and join us at Shasta Gateway.
Yeah, come on down. Slug back some wine. Yeah. I like the way that Trish, it's the way Trish, you know, how you taste wine, how you put it in your mouth, and you swirl it around, you chew it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trish and I go down there, we slug it back like a shot of Jack and swallow it. Just go, yeah, give me some of that white stuff now. Okay. It was,
hey, whatever works.
Hey, it gives me the taste that I'm really looking for.
There you go.
Well, you know what? Sierra Pacific has landed.
We're here.
Good morning. Good morning, Chrissy. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. Thank you so much for having us on air and asking us to join this morning with our friends with the Office of Ed and Whiskey Town Environmental School.
That's right. And some big announcements going on here. Nate, it's Fairchild?
Fairchild, that's
okay,
correct.
Okay, Nate Fairchild. And you are with the?
Chesa County Office of Education. So okay. I'm the director of Whiskey Town
so
Environmental School.
So many questions
school.
About Need Camp and all that, and you're going to answer all that.
Oh, well, we're getting a lot of those questions, and we welcome all of them. We really want that community connection.
Well, you know what? Judy Flores has been on our show several times. And you know, the thing I really, really admire about Judy, first of all, trying to get her on the show is difficult. And I said, come on. I know she's got a gatekeeper that's great. Robin, I think is her name.
Robin,
I said, Robin,
yes,
right?
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, and I say, Robin, I'd like to have her on blah, blah, blah. And she goes, she's working there. She's got this blah, blah. She's not working at 7 o'clock. Yes, she is. She's got meetings starting at 6:30. And I went, she's got meetings starting at 6:30. I mean, I'm serious
she
about
does not
this.
Slow down.
That's her life.
And,
mm-hmm.
and so
she's
when
committed.
I can get her, it's at 7 in the morning. And if I can, you know, and she'll, you know, I can get 45 minutes, sometimes an hour. But here's the thing I like about Judy. She doesn't back away from a question. Why do we do this, Judy? Why do we have 24 supervisors? Superintendents. Why do we have 24 superintendents? We go right into it. She doesn't go, no, it's none of this. Well, it's like, this is why. I love that in a person. Yeah. Even if you don't like the answer, you mm-hmm. love somebody being straight up.
She provides great leadership for all of us at SCOE.
So
I mean, she really is a model.
Yeah,
I
just gave you a warning where it's coming from. So, no.
All right.
Okay.
You set a high expectation there.
No, I think that you're going to be fine there.
All right.
Christy.
Yes.
Sierra Pacific.
Yeah.
So many things going on there. Your job there is?
I serve as the community relations manager. So all things happening in our 10 northernmost California counties. So from Humboldt County on the coast, all the way to the Nevada border, and up to the Oregon border with Siskiyou County, down to Oroville and Butte County, so almost to Sacramento.
Will I be able to ask you questions about some of the results of the fires? Can you handle those, too? Because I know that may not be in your realm. The Carr Fire mm-hmm. and then the Delta Fire.
HERS and MODOC.
Yeah, all those. Now, I know that Sierra Pacific, this is what they do. They build forests, they raise trees, they take care of this. And yet, all the work they do in their forests, once these things start, they spread into Sierra Pacific land.
Sadly.
How much damage did it do to Sierra Pacific?
So it's hard to put a value on the damage,
right.
But, you know, just pure acreage,
right.
It has been devastating. And it truly is because of the topography and because of, you know, the sheer power of these fires that came through. Mm-hmm. And it truly became just a gigantic complex. So Carr Fire, in total, there was a loss of, the full complex was 229,000 acres, and our loss was right at 31,000
mm-hmm.
Acres there. And then, of course, the HERS and Delta collided. And so we had about 10,000 on the HERS and Delta fire, a little over 16,000 acres. And it was the most, you know,
so
beautiful
over,
region.
It was,
and
it yeah,
is.
Yeah.
It's,
so it's
the
like
numbers
60,000 acres. Y'all lost about 60,000 acres in this fire like this. Mm-hmm. And
within a two-month period, and that, I think, was the most difficult of it all is our, you know, district managers who have our foresters and our botanists and biologists and natural resources team that, you know, love and live on that land and nurturing those forests and waterways, and for them to see
sure, the watersheds
their lives, yeah,
and
life's work.
Trying to keep the undergrowth cleared out and all these kind of things on your own
the
property.
Yeah.
The maintenance
forest.
On it. And you spend a lot of money doing that. And then, boom, you get hit by this.
And when the fire spreads like it did and just engulfs everything, even all the hard work that you've done in actually managing the Sierra Pacific lands, unlike the public lands.
Yeah,
you just got.
Well, that's what I mean is you spend a lot. You spend a lot of money trying to manage this property and to keep this. You know, so you have trees that grow. So you're trying to clean out the ladder fuel, but when you get hit with just flames that are coming like this, and, you know, and that kind of like you know, it must be so frustrating to have something like that
and heartbreaking.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
To have something like that you're building because I remember talking, got to be like 8 years ago to one of your botanists. At Sierra Pacific, a Berkeley graduate. I don't know, maybe she's still there.
Cajun.
And
she's the head of our monitoring and researching.
She's been around
she's
a long
time.
She told us that day, she says, back then, she says, we have gotten to the point in our forest, our national and our state forest, that we have to fight these things differently because these fires are so much fuel that they run so fast that where we used to fight them, we can't do it any longer. It's going to be so much more air. And she was so right, and we're bringing all this air, because we can't stop it on the ground. We've got to hit it with the air and then back off so far to start cutting the brakes. And she was exactly right. She said it in like four sentences, what everybody's trying to say today. is because of the fuel and the lack of management in these forests, that once it starts, there's no stopping it. And I thought that was, you know, and I've said that I don't know how many times since then. Every time there's a fire, I go, well, you know, I heard this person say.
Cajun has been with the Air Pacific for a long time. I remember when she was first introduced in the first assignment that she had on a creek, and it was up in Manton area and what have you. Mm-hmm. And that's a great story, how she came on board and turned over a lot of the environmental community over to understanding what we were trying to do.
And she's just purely
brilliant
in her work. And she administers and oversees all of our weather centers that are all throughout our timberland. She, you know, has a top-notch crew, and they are right on top of all the fire alerts, keeping the communication going, our mapping and GIS teams, you know, the partnership, I think, above all else during these fires and complexes. Imagine all those agencies, you know, trying to work and facilitate things as best they can, mm-hmm. Which, you know, is difficult to get perfect. But Cajun's team is right at the front of it, and she's providing those updates, and the information is there, and the technology is there. And so the company's investment on that side has been invaluable. Just difficult to get a stop to things
once they get launching, when you have something,
quick response is key.
Once you get something that becomes a firenado, I mean, that's just downtown. That tells you, you know, that, and that's just downtown. That, you know, when you're out there fighting, it's just a, you've got to pull back 1,000, 2,000 yards, start building the fire breaks there, because there's no way you can stop. Anyway, we got to take a break. We're here at Sierra Pacific Industries, and this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Began their business almost 9 years ago, about the same time we started the station. They've made a success out of their business also. When, no matter what type of long gun or pistol you want, John and Sarah Bastiani have it down at their store. They have great customer service. They have discounts for veterans. They have classes for CCW. They have it all at Bastiani Arms. Head on down to 2539 Larkspur. Tell them Carl sent you. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, and you can give them a call, 222-8222, to see just exactly what you want, and they're going to tell you, yeah, we got it. We got it right here. Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back. It's 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 48 degrees, going up to 84.
My name is Sam. I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy-looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
For over 45 years, the Original Clydes TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clydes TV. Clydes has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clydes' knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999.
Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Chad Prather, the political cowboy, is coming to Reading Civic Auditorium January 12th for the Star Spangled Banter Comedy Tour.
Let's talk about these protesting college kids. What are you protesting? The American political process, the Electoral College, the Constitution? No. You just didn't get your way. Get back into Starbucks and yell about your latte order getting messed up.
See Chad Prather at Reading Civic Auditorium January 12th. Tickets start at $29. Get yours at ReadingCivic.com or by calling 530-229-0022.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. One of the last, if not the last, freestanding radio station in downtown Reading. So, good morning, everybody. You know, you've seen the Free State of Jones, the Free State of Bot. They were down here fighting it out, man, I tell you. Hey, this portion of the show, and part of this, and the whole, gosh, most of the reason is because of our advertisers. And Cornerstone Community Bank is one of our advertisers and good people there. They, you know, Cornerstone Community Bank wants to work with their neighbors. They're a neighborhood bank, you know, their newest branch here at 1845 California Street, but then they've just opened one up down in Red Bluff. Cornerstone Community Bank wants you to come in and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. And we're here, Trish Clark and I are here with Christy Lanham, who is the, I guess you would be the community
relations.
Community friends. Relations.
Partner.
Friends.
The partner.
People
that's
you need,
right.
The person you need to call when you want an answer to a question.
And it's true. And she's
city.
Got them all. And I
don't know about that. That's
we're asking questions, and she whips out her iPhone, and it comes back.
Well, facts and science are key, and they go a long way.
And we're here also with Nate Fairchild from the Shasta County Office of Education. Now, people are going, well, why is Sarah Pacific here with the Shasta County Office of Education? So, why?
Well, I will. I'll open. Let Nate open the conversation on this. But because we are very much a partner in this, but because of our dedication to the youth and in growing healthy communities, but it really starts with our Office of Ed locally and their commitment to our students and our schools here locally.
Oh, lay it on us, Nate.
It started out with a coincidence of our temporary site at Lassen Pines is adjacent to Sierra Pacific land. Mm-hmm. And looking for trail systems and permission to be on the land has just grown into a whole lot more, and we'll go into some of that. But Sierra Pacific has been outstanding to us and really has shown above and beyond commitment to this year as well as to some really interesting ideas for the future, too. So we're really grateful for this relationship.
So you've gone from the location for Need Camp, given that it was burned out, and you're now up at the Lassen Pines location, up off Highway 44, up above by Viola.
Correct. So
the
fire was part of it, and burned out is part of it, but it's really the hillside that was burned out. So we want that message to come out that it's just not considered a safe site
because it's not
for us.
Safe now, right.
Right. We don't know when those rocks will come down the hillside or if, but we know what would happen if they did. And so at that point, we went to Lassen Pines for just 1 year. We have insurance money for that 1 year. And beyond that, we have more questions than answers, but we're working on that.
Okay. So,
but more importantly, there is a location, and I think that was the question in everybody's mind. What exactly happened, and where are you?
A one-year location, yes. So knowing that we couldn't go back to Need Camp, we did a search throughout the North State of different camps that might work for us, and clearly the best one was Lassen Pines Christian Camp. And so we arranged to rent that camp for this year utilizing the insurance money, which wasn't for the buildings because we didn't own those buildings, but we did have a loss of program. And that loss of program actually had a financial piece attached to it in our insurance. And that allowed us then, we hope. It looks like it will. It's not 100% sure that insurance will come through. But we have committed to Lassen Pines for our 1 year and have not committed and don't expect to commit beyond that. There just isn't funding beyond that this year.
Oh, you know, could you share with everybody what Lassen Pines is? I mean, we have probably people out there that are not clear about what this is.
Sure. You want me to?
One of you
I'll
do.
Go. Here I go. So Lassen Pines is a summer camp, essentially. It's a nice, large summer camp in Viola. So that's just not quite as far as Lassen National Park, but up in that area, past Shingletown. Mm-hmm. And they serve lots of different folks within their Christian community and beyond as a summer camp. And then they occasionally would get like a weekend group in the winter. So they have some sense of their winterizing capabilities. And that's one of the things that drew us to them, too.
And they had the space that was needed. So with Whiskeytown Environmental School, my gosh, how many for 50 years local students have attended that camp. But to have the facilities, especially running a camp from January through May, that struggle was real, and it was very apparent, you know, the facilities needed to house how many students each week?
At least 120, and that's what we managed to get at Lassen Pines.
Yeah, okay. And so with that, you know, the conversation came early on, truly the Sierra Pacific ownership, Red, did not blink at the opportunity to support local kids, getting them out in the woods, joining in as a partner to really support. While it is a temporary solution, it's only a 1 year because the cost associated with this, you know, mm-hmm. 6 month contract is too much of a burden. And families, local families, I want to give accolades to the Office of Ed in that respect, because the typical cost for one student to attend is, I believe, 200 or 250?
255.
255 per student. So mm-hmm. the whole goal was to not put that burden on local families or on the schools to where they couldn't afford and send
most
their kids.
Most of our local families couldn't come up with $255 for their child to attend.
Right. And so that was,
that's,
you know,
for a week?
Priority.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For them. And they were able to do so with this plan, marching forward.
Well, good. So how many kids go out there?
It varies from year to year, but we'll use a number about 2,000.
Wow.
About 2,000 a year.
All sixth graders. Fifth graders?
Fifth or sixth, depending on the school district. So they'll send one or the other, but of course not both.
And then how many school districts? I think this is what really hit home
So it's probably about 23 school districts. I'd have to do the exact math in the county, and then we get some out-of-county schools as well.
And what
another dozen.
What do they do for that week?
Oh, it's just fantastic. I started out years ago in outdoor education. So I started out 30 years ago in this, went into the classroom. Now I'm back. It came mm-hmm. back to me, and what a blessing that is. So the kids will, for that week, spend a lot of time outside on the trail. They'll be learning about real science, so some citizen science where they're actually doing some science. They'll learn some things coincidentally, like how to get along with other kids in a cabin for a week that, you know, you thought were your best friends, but now they're, you know, on Wednesday they're your enemy, but by Friday morning you're best friends again. And so they go through a lot of that social benefit as well.
Wildlife.
It's a full week.
So they're out there learning and out there. So does Red have them out there clearing fire breaks? No, is that part of it?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I'm just
wondering. But we have great partners up there.
But you will hear people say, well, he's just got him out there to clean up.
No, absolutely not.
Can I talk about Ted?
Yeah, come on in.
This is a great example, then, of what Sierra Pacific has done for us. So, you know, honestly, when we got started, we knew we had no trails out there, and we are a trail-based program. That's where science is learned. Whether you're looking at plants or animals or erosion or weathering, whatever it is, you need
stream beds, whatever you need
trails,
to
right?
Get there. Yeah.
And so we basically had none, and we found some logging roads out there and said, okay, these roads could work for us. And then Sierra Pacific came in with this man named Ted James. And so he has been out there combing the hillside with the parameters that we gave him, looking for special trees and special rocks and special creeks and views of Lassen. And, you know, I honestly expected we would just get some sort of trail system. Any place we could walk, I was going to be grateful for. But Ted has just been really above and beyond what was expected to come up with a really special trail system. And again, only for that 1 year, you know, you could justify doing a lot less and say you're still doing a whole lot for Whiskeytown Environmental School, but Sierra Pacific has done above and beyond. So we were out there yesterday, had a great time wandering around looking at the trails and just getting really excited about this year for kids. So want to put that thank you out there.
Well, you know, I know three Teds personally, and every one of them's a great person. So now I wonder if this has anything to do with the name Ted, because it sounds like he's a great person, too, that's out there to help.
He's phenomenal.
And he's one of the Sierra Pacific guys.
Theodore Roosevelt, right? It started there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know what? Where's Teddy when you need him?
I know.
Okay.
Well, he's right there in the Lassen district, he's been up there for 22 years. I mean, that is his district. He and his team just absolutely, know every corner and turn and his, time. But I think more than anything, his passion for sharing and educating has just been huge. So we had a great time yesterday. We're going to work with Leadership Reading on blazing some of those new trails or pruning and doing some, creative markings as well for the kids up there. But it's an exciting, exciting year, even though, we know that it's a
one year.
Temporary solution. And that's what we want to talk about is the long term and the next 50 years.
And that's what we want to talk about when we get back from this break. We've got to take a quick break here. It's a 30-minute mark. It's 8:30 in the morning here on the 25th of October. Where did this
How
go?
Did that
where did
happen?
This happen?
Wasn't it just Christmas?
You know what? A week from today is November 1st. November 1st, a week from today. There's something going on here. I don't understand it. I just turned my back. And yesterday it was like March 1st, 1968. And then now here I am. Where did I get these scars? Hey, this portion of the show is I should go down and ask Judy Maxwell. She knows all about that stuff. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been helping people since 1993. Judy Maxwell, we have our health insurance with Judy. She's taking care of us, making sure that if anything happens to one of us, the other one is taken care of. All of this, I should say, it's life insurance. I'm sorry, it's life insurance. And I tell you, it's important. And to be able to take care of the loved ones in your life, give Judy a call. She's got all types of information. If you have some questions about the fire and your insurance, and you're not even one of her customers, she's more than willing to talk to you about this, especially here in the next couple of months when all this fire craziness and the fire insurance and having to rebuild starts really kicking in. Give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
I'm Francie Sullivan, Vice Mayor of the City of Reading. During my term, we've worked hard to make Reading as safe and clean as possible while never spending money we don't have. I've supported every financially feasible aspect of the Blueprint for Public Safety. There's just so much we can't control. State laws have put limits on who can be arrested. Jail space is limited and controlled by the county with their own budget problems. Prevention is our best tool. Every part of city government is focused on making our city safer. Need advice on better lighting for your home or business? RU will help. Our park staff works constantly to partner with everyone from trail groups to private businesses to fill our parks with families. Think food trucks and Carnegie Park, or the bike pump park near the pool at Caldwell, or the volcano at Enterprise. And it's working. Crime went down in the last 6 months in Reading. It's not good enough. I want to keep working to make our city safer. I need your vote. I'm Francie Sullivan. I approve this message, which is paid for by the committee to elect Sullivan for City Council in 2018.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick. In my other life, I'm the marketing director for Reading Kia.
It's Customer Appreciation Month. You can own a 2018 Kia Rio ID 074062 for $229 per month and zero down.
Oh, my goodness. Own a new 2018 Kia Forte ID 281123. $256 per month, zero down. Interest rates going up, but not at Reading Kia.
It's 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2018 Kia Fortes, Kia Optimas, Kia Niros, and Kia Stingers. Customer Appreciation Month ends 10/31/2018.
Kia Rio, MSRP 15960 minus 1000. Kia customer cash 84 months at 4.19 APR. Kia Forte, MSRP 18902 minus 2250. Kia customer cash 84 months at 4.19 APR.
0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1000 financed on approval of credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing charge, subject to prior sale.
Reading Kia, ReadingKia.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Time again for the Senior Celebrity Soup Kitchen. The 17th annual event, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will be held Wednesday, November 7th from 4 to 7 p.m. The new location is in the Reading Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups along with music and raffle prizes. Tickets at the door, just $12 for adults and $6 for age 3 to 12. Proceeds will help older adults who are struggling to pay their power bills. For more information, call 232-5543.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo left his home in Tucson, Arizona.
You know, I got to watch this when we start putting the cameras in the studio. My dancing moves, I start breaking moves like this.
I will probably
be inundated with people wanting me to come out and dance on, you know, with the Dancing with the Stars.
And the interesting part was the rest
dance.
Of us looking at you while you're doing
it. That'll be the interesting. No,
it wasn't an awe.
Fear's not
it was
a factor for bots.
No, it's more fear.
Awe.
You know what? Fear. Fear is for other
shock
people.
Shock and awe.
That's it.
Shock and awe.
You think Bush saw shock and awe. I saw the first second there, I saw a moment of fear in your eyes when I busted that first move like that. Okay, welcome back to the show, everybody. 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Thursday, the 25th of October. It's 48 degrees, going up to 84 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. They've been with us since literally day one. In fact, they've been with us before day one when I had my first show years ago, my 7 to 8 o'clock show. 7 to 8 on Saturday mornings that led to this. I know some people are saying, gee, maybe we should just shut him down right then. Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. We're here with Christy Lanham, who is the community outreach for Sierra Pacific, and Nate Fairchild, who is from the Shasta County Office of Education, but takes care of the wilderness education.
I'm the director of science programs, so we could be talking Schrader Planetarium, you know, next week if you wanted to, science education in the county.
That would be a great conversation.
Science, it's me. I love it.
Schrader Planetarium.
We need to have
that. Oh, look what happened
there.
Look what I did.
I can literally, with the 17 caliber, put out all the windows from there, because that's how close it is to me. Right, really with a BB gun. And I don't see anything going on there.
Oh, there's tons of things going on there.
I know. That's what I'm going to say. Your best kept secret.
Our visitation is way up on our evening programs. We're selling out virtually every one. It used to be we had half empty. Now they're always full. We have lots of kids coming. We have lessons for the kids they do. We have new exhibits in there. Augmented reality sandbox.
Need to do.
Don't get me started here.
Oh, no. Okay.
You're doing it.
Okay, Nate. I'm going to bring you back. We'll talk Schrader Planetarium. Because, you know, frankly, it was in trouble. They were getting ready to shut it down. But you're telling me now that we got it.
We got it.
Okay, now we can't call it the Schrader Planetarium until after the election.
I know who just came out.
So
of
we're
going to
call it. So it's going to be called. So it's going to be called the Planetarium.
The Planetarium. There
okay,
you go.
Until after November 6th. Well, you know, we don't want to have free endorsements for anybody. You know, we're sitting here drinking Dutch Bros. And, okay, let's move on. I've got Christy Lanham and Nate Fairchild. Now, the reason we've got them together, and why in the hell do we have Sierra Pacific in the Shasta County Office of Education? A lot of times people don't realize, and Christy, I want you to kind of expound a little bit on this. The things that Sierra Pacific industry support, you know, we get, you know, people sometimes forget that these businesses out here. That's why we have to point out, you know, this is what Reading Rancheria does for our community. And this is what other groups of people do for our community. But we have, you know, we have one of the largest lumber industries or, you know, in the world is right here in town. And we sometimes forget the things that Sierra Pacific provides for us within jobs, but all the other things they do for us. Can you kind of like talk a little bit about that?
I would love to, and I am honored to actually serve in the capacity that I do. And on behalf of the Emerson family and their foundation that they established so many years ago. So our, you know, local foundation, our Sierra Pacific Foundation's focus is on growing healthy communities. And so what that means locally and in all of our counties throughout California, Washington, as well as our Windows and Doors family in Wisconsin, and all of those counties where we have operations and people and beautiful timberlands, the family is committed to supporting local youth programs, educational programs, supporting the arts. I can't tell you how many incredible requests come through on the monthly from just my 10 counties and my two in Wisconsin. The needs are great in our rural communities.
I think you can suffice it to say that there is not a nonprofit organization in any of those 10 counties that does not have Sierra Pacific support in them.
It's always. And it's been remarkable.
Not anything that goes on, whether it's a senior center or a child care or whatever.
And it's not above the waves either. It's always just quiet. So
they don't demand
let's just share about this.
Sure. And I think truly the commitment is to the vitality and support for the people in these communities where we live and work. And so it might be senior centers. It may be supporting government agencies, especially, you know, this year there's been a huge level of support for our public safety, our fire and local mm-hmm. police departments and sheriff's offices, because we work so closely with them, especially on the land and during times of, you know, horrific wildfire seasons. But those partnerships are something that you can't expect, you know, just walking through the door. It's literally something that the family has invested in time, heart, resources for decades. And, you know, that investment in these organizations and in, you know, especially in our public schools and our higher education, you know, community colleges, we really are investing heavily in the programs out there, the trades, the partnerships, you know, well, STEM programs
Let me break in on that one.
E pieces.
Linda and I were just out of Shasta College yesterday, had a great tour with Peter Griggs out there. But where we started out was within the welding. And I am going to go out there and burn some steel one of these days. But the welding. And then we got into the machine shop there with Keith and his and what they're doing there. But they all said the same thing, Sierra Pacific. Okay, where would you go to from here? Well, Sierra Pacific. We've got people at Sierra Pacific. We've got four or five people there, you know, and not only on the welding side, but then in the fab shops. Fabrication shops, of the mechanics, all these. Sierra Pacific is one of those places that they can leave here, and you get an immediately living wage job.
Yes.
And starting out. And the level of enthusiasm out there at Shasta College is just – so it's just remarkable.
That's incredible.
From the instructors and the students, they're all just like, everybody's fired up. But one of the reasons, this is because people like Sierra Pacific who puts things in there and provides stuff. And
they're training their workforce.
They're training. They're into robotics now and mm-hmm. things. You know,
well,
they're
the
starting
PLCs
that.
And the technology is fascinating. Yeah. And I encourage, you know, all of, if you're a part of a service group or want to learn more about what we do, you know, reach out. We do tours, you know, through not just the mill side, but our fabrication shop down in Anderson. And Joe Kinnear leads us at the fab shop.
Kinnear, is that what Joe does?
And
I see Joe. I never knew that.
He is unbelievable. And the guys and gals down there and what they build, I mean, that's something that the company has always been focused on. And it's building and maintaining our own equipment. And so the work they do is is phenomenal, especially in bringing in our college students and youth and getting them fired up early about, you know, great careers right here in your home county. College is fantastic. We, you know, have a great scholarship component with our foundation, and we support higher ed. But we also know the great needs that we have as far as workforce, you know, development with the trades.
Everyone needs to go to college.
And we need those hands
on deck.
And they're training them just as fast as they can get them through there, and they're picking up jobs from there. And so that's one reason I wanted to bring it up is because what you were talking about, and how I also went through your plant down in Anderson. I was amazed at all the, you know, there's automation down there. I mean, there's still people, but how much of this is done through computers and specially designed equipment fabricated down there? And gosh, it's just it is. It's amazing. And I guess you still have tours that go through there. That people should give Christy a call just to see how the lumber industry looks today when they're doing
different.
This. And your partnership with Shasta College, when we were talking about it, I just had to get in there and say that. They were talking about, we've got like eight people there, you know, we got one guy's in charge of this, and then they come, you know, it was interesting hearing that and then having you all on today talking about it. We got to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. This is Trisha's favorite place to to go down to Four Winds Jewelry and talk to the people down there and get the latest on their jewelry.
Girl cannot have too many diamonds or too many guns.
I'm liking to hear that, too. Open, it's on 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. They are really, really super people. One of the only full-service jewelry stores in Redding. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Christy Lanham from Sierra Pacific and Nate from El Shasta County Office of Education.
Dally for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Dally has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Dally to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Real people, real winners. Grab your friends. Come down and check out our new multi-progressive bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's bingo, only better. Play our paper-only night on Mondays. $200 drawing. Wear your favorite sports team attire to rock and roll bingo and receive $10 in free slot play. Check out our $10,000 progressive special. The end of the month is your chance to win VIP tickets to our New Year's Eve bash. Plus cash in our drop into the new year drawing. 9 free slot play and cash consolation prizes. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Triple tickets on Tuesdays, and the $500 midweek drive. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. MP Bingo is here. Win thousands of dollars, 5 progressive jackpots. More ways to win big. If you don't like to dub, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only. Who says you can win them all? You only have to be 18 to play. Download the Wind River app. Check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I know Bob's sitting there going, I'm just making him happy because there's like four songs I love to hear. This is one of them. Yeah, from Streets of Fire. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Downtown in Reading, quality, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 48 degrees going up to 84 today.
Gosh, what's going on? 40 degrees, your body can't adjust.
No, it's just, you know, it happens. So I just go down and get into the prone position and just stay here for a couple hours. The whole week's going to be like this. It's going to be beautiful.
Possible showers tomorrow, early next week.
Tomorrow morning, Bob and I are going to be down at the Stand Down, the North State 13th Annual North State Stand Down, down in Anderson at the District Fairgrounds. And this is a hand up, not a hand out to our homeless veterans. This is where they can get help on getting back to driver's licenses, information from the VA. They get their animals are being taken care of by the Anderson Veterinary Clinic. This is to help those veterans that need this hand that will help get them back on the road. So many of them from this one time have gotten back on the road, and many of them with jobs and all this come back on this weekend to help the other ones that are less fortunate. This was really a great, great event there. And Bob and I will be down there tomorrow morning for it. Drinking hot coffee made by an ex-Navy chief, which means then you could float a 45 on it and be talking the whole time. Okay. We're here with Christy Lanham, who is the community outreach, community partner part of Sierra Pacific Industry, and Nate Fairchild, who from the Shasta County Office of Education, head of the Science Department, who's going to come back and talk about the planetarium here at some point. But now, you know what, in our last segment here, Christy, where are we going from here? I mean, we've been talking about how y'all got this partnership going for our camp for the kids 1 year, and to be able to put 2,000 kids into the camp this year. But where we go from here?
Well, and that's, I think, the question of the year. You know, this program has been so impactful. I have yet to encounter someone who doesn't have an experience from West Camp, from their own or their kids or grandkids. So really that's, you know, the whole goal today is to share. You know, we are very proud partners with the Office of Ed, working with Judy Flores and their board, and ensuring that this year's fifth and sixth grade students don't miss this opportunity. But the real question is, what about 2021?
Yeah,
you know, we've got 50. We want to do another 50 years or more, and we want to encourage the growth of these kids and the opportunity for them to have the camp experience. Sometimes it's their first night away from home, but it's in a learning environment, and they're surrounded by so many great things and such great educators in the field. But this is where we need our community to step up and step in and join the Office of Education and fulfilling the needs of building a new camp.
That's the key. You've kind of looked at all of the existing camps, all of the opportunities to perhaps partner with the ones that are already established, and that isn't feasible. mainly right. because of the elevation.
Correct. So there are a few interesting and important pieces to know here. First of all, we never did own the Need Camp site. That was a National Park Service site, and so we didn't have that structure then to be made whole by insurance. We, you know, that simply went away, and insurance doesn't have a system for compensating you for loss of a free program, which is what we had, a free site. So we also don't have the funds ourselves. We're an educational institution that doesn't have the funds to rebuild. We have each year taken a loss on the program, and that is fine. That's the service that we provide for the community. But that we just simply don't have the funds then ourselves to move forward.
Okay. So this is something then that we need to do as if we want this to help our kids. And this camp doesn't have to necessarily mean just for fifth and sixth graders either. This camp could be used year-round if it's in the right
the
spot.
Facility.
First of
all,
let's talk about what we do.
Yeah.
Because we're famous for our outdoor education program, which is residential and often known as West Camp, because the kids stay there overnight. But we also serve thousands of kids through a day program. They come in for a half day and they explore the pond. They, again, are learning both science and environment as they do that. So serving thousands of kids that way, a couple more thousand in the summer camp program. We have done site rental as a way of helping to make some to bring some funds in to help pay for the other programs that we do take a loss on. So looking at a site that would do all of those things as well. So it'd be envision more of a place for the community, a place that is a meeting center.
Okay, so are we looking at something that say, the state could give us? How many acres do you need, first of all?
Very little, truly.
Depends on how you look at it. I mean,
well, I know you've got to have access.
5 acres, you've got a camp, okay. But then hiking, you need to probably.
So if you got, like, from inside the national, not national, but the state park, you got 5 acres to build your facility there, then you have to do is raise the money to build the facility.
Correct.
Okay. So that would be, I could see a partnership in that, you know, materials coming in from Sierra Pacific,
but the construction. A bunch of foundations to step forward and take this on as a project.
Right.
And there has been interest already.
Is it a tax? Can you get tax breaks on this? Do you know?
So
I couldn't answer that question.
So the gift side, you know, and partnership. So the land, I think, is first question, you know, the spot. And hopefully we can locate or an organization will step up, you know, 25 minutes to 45 minutes out of town, most likely up I-5 or out 44 or one of those areas, mainly because we can't really go west. You know, the car fire was so destructive.
Yeah. Right.
So we're really kind of narrowing things down. But once the location, the spot is there, yes, you're right. It's local contractors, it's local electricians, it's local businesses that care. And this community is rich in people who care for the future of our community and who care about programs like this. So those would be charitable gifts to the Office of Education.
And could be written off then on something like that. I mean, if you've got a construction guy that says, hey, I'm going to put 5 guys out there building foundations, you know, can I write this thing off?
You know, tax write-off.
It makes sense to me. I'm not a tax expert, but it makes sense to me.
But as long as you can do that. No, see, that's a big plus, too. I mean, for any of these companies, it's one thing that, you know, you're taking it out of your height, but then at the other side, it's that, okay, at least I get a tax break on this, at least portion of it. Okay.
And we've had tremendous outreach, but not enough, but through our Facebook page, through our website, from people who have electricians, roofers, but, you know, we're just getting started with this effort.
Do we have a plan? Do you all have a plan that shows how to move forward so that people can, like, read it and buy into it?
I think we do have a plan that is coming together. We have a sense of the sort of buildings that we need. We were having that conversation yesterday. So we definitely know the number and type of buildings that we need. We know exactly what we need in terms of the land. Really important to point out those high elevation lands not only don't work because they're just not in, it's not just that they're inconvenient, they're just too cold for kids and families who have
from January to June.
Well, yeah, I mean, for most kids, their winter jacket is a sweatshirt, and that's also happens to be their raincoat. And so, you know, we need to find that right elevation and that right location. I think Christy's done a great job of describing some of those.
Are we talking like Shingletown? something like that, or lower?
Maybe lower. You know, maybe lower. And I'm, you know, I keep going I-5 direction, you know, as we were talking. You know, you think of along the river, so out above Shasta Lake.
Water.
But
need
below
water,
Castella.
Need streams or
you
a
need
pond.
A stream or a pond or a lake or
Tim's
some
Road area.
Just
yeah.
south of Shasta Lake, there's some interesting land. We've looked at some land there. There's a lot of possibilities out in that area. But, yeah, I think it's going kind of north to northeast.
Okay. So what we need, though, is to see, you know, so to get behind this, we need to see a written plan, and this is the kind of things, this is what we want to, this is how we want to do it. This is what it's going to look like when we get there. This is how much land we need. And I'm sure you've got all those ideas on hand and probably written at various places. But
correct.
When you put that thing together, then you can really reach out to a lot of people.
And that's where we've been talking about an architect. You know, getting somebody to get a plan then that we can visualize.
Okay, look, we can come back and talk about this again. And I like to do that because I want to talk about the science side with the planetarium and all this. But this is also – but, Chris, thank you so much for reaching out to us and for having this on. And thanks so much to Sierra Pacific for supporting us this year so that these kids, these fifth and sixth graders, these 2,000 kids have got a place to go to.
And I thank you for the time and support. It's a treasured tradition here in the North State, and we can't wait to see others join in on this and in the future of Whiskeytown Environmental School.
There you go.
Next chapter.
Thanks to all of you for having us on. We appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Right. Trish, thanks so much.
Oh, it's a great experience always.
Hey, Bob and I will be down at Anderson tomorrow at the District Fairgrounds for the 13th Annual North State Stand Down for our veterans. Remember, it's good guys.